All right, so just going to just say a very poly stick of Shtukl Torah. It's not tied to anything above Mitzvah B'chlal, just to be Mahana the Oilam a little bit. There's a very famous halacha that something which is Tadir comes before something which is less Tadir. What does Tadir mean? Tadir means something which happens with more regularity, something that happens more frequently, has preference, comes first before something which happens less frequently, right? So the mashal, if you have, let's say, a Matzah Shabbos of Hanukkah, so there's the shaila, which one do you light first? Do you light Havdalah Neris first? Do you make Havdalah first? Which one do you light first? So Atz Tadir Rishayna Tadir, you would make Havdalah first. I mean, there's other issues involved also, but that's like a classic example. You take something, when two things happen, two mitzvahs come at the same time, the one which is more common has Kedima. There's another halacha used throughout Shas, particularly in Seder Kachim, that something which has more Kedusha also comes first. So if you have two karbanas, and one carbon has more Kedusha than the other carbon, then the carbon with more Kedusha is brought first. So this is the concept of Mekudesh. Now, the Gemara in Zvachim asks a question. What happens when you have two things, two mitzvahs that come together? One is Tadir, and one is Mekudesh. One is holier, one happens more commonly. So the Gemara asks, which one comes first? So the Gemara wants to bring a riot from Kiddush. We're all familiar with Kiddush on wine. Kiddush on wine, what happens Friday night? You make Kiddush. So Yom HaShishi is just something. It's Eidus Tashem, but it's not nothing to do with the Bracha of Kiddush. When the Bracha of Kiddush is, you make a Bracha of Bayir Pi Agafen, and then after the Bracha of Bayir Pi Agafen, you make the Bracha of Kiddush itself. Right? Yom Tov Shabbos, you do this every time at night on Kiddush. Right? Everybody familiar with this? So the Gemara says, you see, Klar, that the bracha of Bayir Pi Agafen you make all the time, right? You make every time you drink wine, you make a Bayir Pi Agafen, but you only make Kiddush once a week on Friday nights, and on Yom Tov maybe, and this bracha of Kiddush is talking about Kedusha of Shabbos, it's a holy year bracha, it's representing the Kedusha of Shabbos, you're being Mekadesh Shabbos with this bracha. So you have that bracha on one hand, you have a Bayir Pi Agafen on the other hand. Put them together, which one comes first? Bayir Pi Agafen. So the Gemara wants to say, it's a raya, the Bayir Pi Agafen comes before the bracha of Kiddush Hayom. It must be that Tadir HaMekudesh, Tadir Tadir. That the one which happens more commonly, more frequently, that's the one which has Kedima, to the one which is holy. That's what the Gemara in Zvachim wants to bring as a raya. Al-Khayr, we have to understand what in the world is going on here. Why? Because we all know that the pasuk says that we have to zachrei, we have to be mekadesh the zachrei shem Shabbos the kachay. We have to be mekadesh Shabbos with kiddush. The chiyuv to make kiddush is a chiyuv d'oraisa. It's a chiyuv from the Torah. The chiyuv to make a bayir pi agafen is a berachas ananu. It's a chiyuv d'rabbanan. Whenever you make a bracha on food that you're eating, and we'll talk about it in a few minutes, but the pashtus is that it's a berachas ananu. It's a bracha d'rabbanan. So how in the world can you say that you take a look at Kiddush, you see two things that are basically equal, one thing's more common, one thing has more Kedusha, and therefore, when you weigh them out, you see that the Tadir has Kedima to Kedusha. Wait a minute. One is a chiv d'ayraisa, and one is a chiv d'rabbanan. When do we come on to rules of which one has Kedima, when there aren't obvious reasons why we should give one thing Kedima to something else? But if we're looking at two things, where one is clearly, one's Dairaisa, he's Dairaisa to make Kiddush on Shabbos, and one is Drabbanan to make a Bayir Pi Agafen, you're going to drink wine, so you just need to make a Chiv Drabbanan, it's just a Chiv Drabbanan to drink the wine. So therefore, if you have a Dairaisa and a Drabbanan, how can you say that you take a look at the two and you want to say that they're basically equal, and it comes down to a question of which one has preference in terms of Tadir or Mekudesh? So that's the obvious question when you look at this Gemara. You're wondering, what in the world did the Gemara do here? So L'chaira, you can say that Pshat in the Gemara is like this. We find throughout Shas, there are a number of times when you have a Din D'Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan say that if you don't do the mitzvah D'Raisa the way we tell you to do it, not only were you not Yaitza the mitzvah D'Rabbanan, but you weren't even Yaitza the mitzvah D'Raisa. The first example, the most obvious example that probably everybody's familiar with, is the idea of Kriyashma. The Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Bracha says that the Chachamim say you have to say Kriyat Shema of Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis before Chatzos. Then the Gemara says, why did the Chachamim say you have to make Kriyat Shema before Chatzos? Because if somebody delays to say Kriyat Shema past Chatzos, he's going to miss saying Kriyat Shema altogether, or forget, or go to sleep, whatever it is. And by the time he'll come back to saying Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, it's going to be the morning and he's going to miss it. So he's going to miss the mitzvah d'oraisa. Zokter Benu Yaina in the beginning of Brachos. Let's say it's after Chatzos. And by the way, I'm not passing the halacha here. I want to tell you it's a shtickle title. Zokter Benu Yaina, a Rishon, that if you come to say Kriyat Shema after Chatzos, according to the Chachamim, you don't say Kriyat Shema. Why? The mitzvah meikar adin of Kriyat Shema is the whole night. The only reason the Chachamim say you should say it until Chatzos is because if you don't say it before Chatzos, they're afraid you're not going to say it after Chatzos. But meikar adin, the whole night is chasur for Kriyat Shema. So after Benu Yaina al Pikei, since the Chachamim were afraid that you're going to forget to say Kriyat Shema, the Chachamim changed the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema d'oraisa of night is you can say it the whole night. The Rabbanan came and said, after the Chatzos, it's not Kriyat Shema of night anymore. Now you're no longer Mekayim the mitzvah. So therefore, Zokter Benu Yaina, somebody comes to say Kriyat Shema at 1 o'clock in the morning, he's not yet says the mitzvah d'oraisa. That's Zokter Benu Yaina. Zokter in Sukkah. We have a case where we have a person who's sitting where his table's in the house, and he's in the Sukkah. So there's a Gemara where it talks about somebody, where there were people that said, well, we saw, well, that's the way we did it. So the Gemara said, if that's the way you did it, where you had your table in the house and you were sitting in the sukkah, it's exactly the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to do that because the Rabbanan were afraid that you're going to follow your table and you're going to end up eating in your house. So therefore, if you have your sukkah set up next to your house, you have the table in the house and you are sitting in the sukkah, the Rabbanan said that if you can't do that, you can't put the sukkah in the house, you can't put the table in the house and you in the sukkah. Zok the Gemara, if you did it, like kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamacha, you were never mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah your whole life. For a taisvus, how can that be? The whole din is only a din drabbana that you can't sit in the sukkah with the table in the house. So how is it that when you're sitting in the sukkah and the table's in the house, how is it that that tells you that midai raisa, you were never mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah? Zok taisvus, the drabbana changed the mitzvah dai raisa. And now they made it that even midai raisa you're not yet to the mitzvah of sukkah. Even though midai raisa, as long as you're sitting in the sukkah, it doesn't make a difference what's around you, you're yaitza. Zakhtar Abanan, if you don't do mitzvah sukkah the way we told you to do it, not only are we telling you that you're not yaitza, but Zakhtar Abanan, you're not yaitza the mitzvah of the Torah either. I'll give you one more example. Everybody knows this one. We say in the Haggadah, Kol shlo yomai shloi shadvar ma'alol v'pesach, right? Everybody goes to the Seder. We say this every year. Right? Rabbi Gamliel said, you don't say these three things, you are not in the mitzvah of Maggid. Now, this is obviously a din d'rabbanan, right? Because, I'll tell you what's the chiyuv. The chiyuv is, to be yadikol lincha, bayamu lema, bamurzeh, asa Hashem lead, seish min mitzrayim. You just have a chiyuv of shibu yitzis mitzrayim. You just have to talk about what happened. There's no chiyuv to mention the words Pesach matzo mar midai raisa. The Rabbanan came along, the Rabbanan said that you have to do Pesach matzo mar. And you have to talk about each one, and if you don't do it, you're not yitzis your mitzvah of magid. Yet the Rambam writes, the halacha, that somebody who doesn't do it was not yitzis. He doesn't say you weren't yitzis midai Rabbanan. He says, you were not yaitzim midai raisa. So the pasuk of Mahalach can be that when what the Gemara means to say is like this. When the Rabbanan came, the Rabbanan wanted you to make kiddush on wine, right? Now they know that when you have to drink wine, you have to make a bracha of Beit Yadofen. So therefore, the Rabbanan attached a bracha of Beit Yadofen to the basic idea of kiddush. And the Rabbanan said that if you don't do Kiddush the way we're telling you to do it, not only are you not being Yaitza Midai Raisa, not only are you not being Yaitza Midai Rabbanan, you're not being Yaitza Midai Raisa either. If you make Kiddush in Shul, on Shabbos, but you don't make Kiddush on wine, not only were you not Yaitza Midai Rabbanan, you weren't even Yaitza Midai Raisa. If you say it like this, then we can understand the Gemara very partially. What the Gemara is saying is that we look at the two things and they're basically both equal. Because the kiyum of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush is dependent upon both the bracha of Vayri Agafen, because you can't make Kiddush without wine, now that Chazal said that you have to make Kiddush on wine. And secondly, the bracha of Kiddush itself started out being a bracha d'oraisa because you have to make Kiddush mid'oraisa. So since they're both things which you need to be mekayem mitzvah Kiddush mid'oraisa, so therefore they're both basically equal, so now we can compare them with Tadarum HaKiddush. Now, this may sound like a massive Kiddush, but let me tell you where I'm coming from. There's a Rashi in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin is talking about what we do on Yom Kippur. Now, practically, we don't make Kiddush on Yom Kippur. The Gemara suggests, make Kiddush on Yom Kippur, and give the wine that you make, a bracha of Vayri Agafen, to a child. A young child, a yanuka, a young child that's not holding by Yom Kippur yet. Let him drink the wine, and you'll be yikes of the mitzvah of Kiddush. Zuck Rashi, a mayor dick of Washer. Rashi says, why? What do you gain by doing this? Because this way you won't have a ganai to the kaisha bracha that somebody shouldn't have enough of it right away. That's what Rashi says. That give the cup of wine that you're going to make kiddush on Yom Kippur to a child, and that way he will be able to have kiddush. The bracha will not be a ganai. The bracha of Vayri Agafen won't be a ganai. And there are other Rishonim that ask, what in the world is Rashi talking about? It's not a ganai, it's a bracha of Atala. If you go and decide you're going to make a bracha on an apple, very nice, and then you don't eat the apple, it's not a ganai to the bracha if you don't eat, it's a bracha of Atala. What in the world is Rashi talking about that all of a sudden it's a ganai for the kaisha of bracha? So, it sounds very clear from Rashi that the bracha of Vayri Agafen is not a regular bracha sanenin. It may have started out as a regular bracha sanenin. But now that Chazal made the bracha of Vayri Agafen a chelik of Kiddush, the reason that you're saying Vayri Agafen now is not because you want to drink wine. The reason you're making a bracha of Vayri Agafen is because Chazal said that when you make Kiddush, this is what you say. Vayri Agafen and the bracha of Kiddush. Why do you do that? Because they want you to drink the wine. But the fact of the matter is that with this bracha of Vayri Agafen is a part of the bracha of Kiddush itself. And therefore, you have to say Vayri Agafen the same way you would have to say the bracha of Kiddush. Is Memeila, if you make that bracha of Vayri Agafen now, because you're saying that it's part of Kiddush, not because you want to drink any wine, so question, that's not a bracha of Atala. The only issue is that now, if you make a bracha of Vayri Agafen on a cup of wine, and it doesn't look like you're drinking the wine, it's a gnai for a bracha of Vayri Agafen that doesn't have anah after it. Zok the Gemara, that for that anah, for that problem of a lack of a gnai, give it to a kid, the kid will have the bracha of Vayri Agafen, and the kid will be fine. We'll get there in 1 minute. Good. Now, give me 5 minutes, I'll get there. Now, so this all works with Rashi, okay? And I can show you some other Rashis throughout Shas that fit very well with this, okay? But the problem is the Ran. The Ran, throughout every example I gave you, Priyishma, sitting in a sukkah with the table in the house, and the Haggadah, all three places where there are Rishonim who say, you're not yaitzi your mitzvah d'oraisa if you don't do it the way Chazal tell you to do it. The Ran says in each case, of course you're yaitzi your mitzvah d'oraisa. You just weren't yaitzi of the mitzvah kerod. You weren't yaitzi the mitzvah d'rabbanan the way you're supposed to. But according to everybody, you're yaitzi the mitzvah d'oraisa. And the Ran himself learns that the chiyuv of kiddush on wine is a chiyuv d'oraisa. Because the Gemara in Shabbos, in the sugya of Chanukah, asks which one has kedima, the wine of kiddush or Neris of Chanukah. And the Gemara says, Neris of Chanukah have Kedima, because Persumi Nisa is more important. So the Ran asks in Shabbos, what do you mean, Persumi Nisa is more important? I mean, wine is a chiyuv d'oraisa to make Kiddush on wine. So the Ran says, no, you'll make Kiddush on bread. That's also your yikes in the mitzvah. So Reb Kiveyu says in Shulchan Aruch, you see from this Ran, that the Ran understands that the chiyuv to make Kiddush on wine is a black and white chiyuv d'oraisa. So even though the Ran does not buy our whole Kiddush, that there's a possibility of the Rabbanan changing something from a d'oraisa and saying that if you don't do it our way, you're not yet to even meet d'oraisa, but the Ran doesn't buy that, and yet the Ran says that the chiyuv of Kiddush is d'oraisa. So now we're back to the Gemara in Zvachim, which says that a Vayri Agafen, which is a basic brach sanenin, it's a basic brach of the Rabbanan, and a brach of Kiddush, which is according to the Ran, it's a very shtarka bracha d'iraisa, the two yet are being treated equally. So how's the Ran going to learn the Gemara? So the Ran's going to learn the Gemara like this. The Gemara in Brachas asks, how do we know that you have to make a bracha rishayna? A bracha rishayna, we know. It says, v'achaltam v'savata v'yarachta. The pasuk says, you're going to eat, you're going to be satisfied, and then you're going to bench. The Gemara asks, how do you know you make a bracha rishayna? So the Gemara tries different possibilities, and the Gemara slugs them up. And then the Gemara says, you know how you know? Only because there's a svara that you have to thank the person, you have to thank Hashem will give you food. If you want to eat food, it's a svara that says that you got to say thank you before you eat it. It's a svara that us lahed us not lahed up like bracha. That's the Gemara in Bracha. So the Pnei Yeshua says, what's the svara? Where do we find the concept of a svara? So the Gemara, in many places throughout Shas, the Gemara will ask, Kro lama li svara hi. What do I need a pasuk for this halacha? It's a svara. So what does that svara tell me? So what? So therefore the pasuk shouldn't have told me this mitzvah? I know it logically. Zakta Pnei Yeshua and Brachas, Alamed Hei, that what the pasuk is saying, what these Gemaras are all saying is that if not for the fact that the Torah would have written something which I would know logically, I would be mechuyav nidah yiraisa to do that which logic dictates I have to do anyway. The basic chiyuv of kibud avayim I would know logically. I don't need a pasuk to tell me I have to respect my parents. My parents bring me into the world. They support me the first God knows how many years of my life. Of course I've got to say thank you. I've got to respect them. I don't need a Torah to tell me that. I need a Torah to tell me that when they get sick and infirm, or they're embarrassing me, or they're not treating me well, I still have to respect them. But the basic svara, which tells me when I have to do something, that svara is a kayach of a d'iraisa. I'm sorry? Yes. Yes. That's the famous thing. I mean, it's not mitzvah like we're mitzvah, but there's zuchim mitzvah misvara. All the mitzvahs misvara, where Weinberg used to harp on this, all the mitzvahs that you can figure out misvara are all mitzvahs which Gaim are mechayiv in the same way Yidden are. Like Tinuk Shemishba that goes up, that never knew he was Jewish, he gets up to Shemayim, they're not going to punish him for any averis that he didn't know about. But if he was dishonest in business, he knows that's wrong. Anything you know logically, you have to do. You don't need a Torah to tell you. All right, so Zok to Pnei Yeshua, the svara tells me that it's a chiv of a bracha, that's a chiv d'iraisa. We know that all the brachas are all d'rabbanan. So what's the pshat? What's going on here? So the pshat is that the chiv to make a bracha, the chiv, the basic makar that you have to thank Hashem, that's a chiv d'iraisa. The nusach ha-bracha, the words that you use to thank Hashem, that's a chiv d'rabbanan. Where do we find a similar concept? Sorry? It's machlokes rishonim. Whether it's self breath son and the hakul or the hakul. If you really want to hear the whole shtickle, I'll tell you another time. But the emphasis is that you can take a look. Tysus brings machlokes with the riff. So, Rav Kivegra, he passes the halacha, self breath son and the chumra. At any rate, so the Gemara is, so again, so, where was it? So, I'm sorry, so we were saying that when that you have a chiv of a svara, chiv d'iraisa, to make a bracha rishayna, and we said that the nusach ha-bracha is d'rabbanan. Where do we find such a thing? In vidoy meiser. The pasuk says, in the nusach of vidoy, you say, loy shachachti. What is loy shachachti? Just like, I didn't forget. What didn't you forget? Zok Rashi, loy shachachti levara. I didn't forget to make a bracha. Frakta Mizrahi, what do you mean? Brachas are d'rabbanan. I mean, you didn't forget. The Torah is saying that you have to say you didn't forget to make a bracha. The brachas are d'rabbanan. That's before the Torah came along with the parsha of Vidai Maisir. Zok to Mizrahi, that the pshat is that in the Torah you have a chiv to make a bracha. But the nusach bracha, the actual words of the bracha, that's d'rabbanan. So that's what we're saying. So we're going to say like this. The Ram takes a look at our Gemara brachas with the Pnei Yeshua's understanding. And he takes a look at this Gemara in Zvachim and he says, look, you have a chiv d'iraisa to make kiddush on wine. Gemara Pesachim brings a drasha, zechrei l'alayayim, it's machlokes rishonim, whether that's an asmachta or a chiv d'iraisa. The Ram learns that's a chiv d'iraisa. We have a chiv d'iraisa to make kiddush on wine. So we have a chiv d'iraisa to make a bracha of kiddush. Where's the nusach bracha coming from? D'rabbanan. We have a chiv d'iraisa to make a bar piyagotha. Why? Because we have a chiv d'iraisa to drink wine. And we have a chiv d'iraisa to make a bracha. So both things, we have a chiv d'iraisa for the makar of the chiv, and both brachas, the nusach ha-bracha, comes from Rabbanan. The melech, they're both equal. So therefore, we can look at the two and we can say, Tadar and Makudish, which one has kadima? That's how the Ran can learn the Gemara. Now, just coming back, Reb David was ma'ayri, that the Dagum Revava asks Akasha. Dagum Revava says that the Pashtus is not like this. The Pashtus is when you make Kiddush b'dvarim, you yaitzi your chiv Kiddush d'iraisa, and then when you come home and make Kiddush on wine, then you yaitzi your chiv d'rabbanan. In fact, Dagum Revava, how does a husband ever come home and make Kiddush for his wife? Women don't normally daven that night. So a man will come home and having made Kiddush, he not only has a chiv d'rabbanan to make Kiddush on wine, but the chiv d'iraisa he already made in shul. His wife, she's been setting up the table, taking care of the kids. She hasn't said anything about Shabbos. So when the wife comes to the table, she's got a chiv d'iraisa. Then the man goes and makes Kiddush. The man's being mighty his wife with the chiv d'rabbanan for a chiv d'iraisa. Frak the Gavim or Baba, how can you ever do that? So that the Paiskim say many terutzim. The practical one that you should all know is Rav Kiveger says that the Eitz is say good Shabbos, say Shabbos Tova. If you say good Shabbos to your wife or to any girl at the table and she says good Shabbos back, she now made Kiddush mi d'iraisa, because you just have to mention Kiddush. Now you both have a chiv d'rabbanan of Kiddush on wine, and now you'll be mitzvah with Kiddush on wine. But according to our Shtikl Torah, it comes out that now when you make Kiddush in shul, since you didn't make Kiddush on wine, you weren't even yaitzi mi d'iraisa, right? Because the Rabbanan changed the whole mahos of Kiddush, according to Rashi, and they said that Kiddush without wine is not Kiddush. And then I found in the Psichu Kailalis, the Prima Gadim, brings this to Halacha. The Prima Gadim says that therefore, if you make Kiddush on wine, you make Kiddush without wine, you're not Yaitzah. You're not Yaitzah, not just Midar Rabbanan, you're not Yaitzah Midar Yaitzah. And the Prima Gadim brings the same ayahs we brought, it doesn't bring the Rabban, but he brings Rabbeinu Yain in the beginning of Brachas, and he brings Taisus and Sukkah. And therefore the Prima Gadim says, La Halacha, that a man who makes Kiddush in Shul, a man who makes Kiddush without wine, was not Yaitzah d'iraisa, and in order to be Yaitzah d'iraisa, he has to go back and make Kiddush on wine. But meanwhile, a man can invite his wife easily, because they both have a Chiv d'iraisa to start with.
So you make Kiddush with Hanilat HaMishnah, if you're on that night, you're not Yaitzah d'iraisa.
No, but the Ram said, that, I mean, even if you go with the other Rishayim, everybody seems to learn that bread is the substitute, even mi d'iraisa, for wine. However, whatever din the chashivas of wine has, the halacha was that Kiddush has to be said over something, preferably wine, but if it's not wine, it's bread. But therefore, all these halachas will fall into the bread if you don't have wine. Yes?
Can you
be yaitzeh Kiddush on schnapps? Friday night for sure not. Shabbos lunch is better not to weevil. Friday night, nothing to talk about. Even the chassidim don't do that. The Shabbos lunch, better not. You can ask Hashem, he'll give you the halachas. What? The Knesset argues on the whole belt. No, wait a minute. The chiv of a bracha, rishayna, as Suffolk brachas to lahachmer, there are many rishayna who say. Right. No, the rishayna don't talk about this. No, it doesn't work like that. I wish. Yeah. Now you never find that they bring such riots. Yeah. They don't. We say shtikl chayyur, but they don't bring such riots as the makar of their halachas and shas. Yeah. Anything else? So let me just be mamshich for one more minute. Rashi and Nazir says that kiddush of wine and of kiddush on wine and havdalah on wine is d'iraisa. Both Kiddush and Havdalah on wine is d'iraisa. Frack, everybody in the world, what are you talking about? The Shagasadiya says, Rashi must be wrong. This Rashi is ridiculous. Because the Gemara says, black and white in brachas, that originally, Chazal were masakin, you should say Havdalah on wine. People got poor, so they made Havdalah just davening, without wine. People got rich again, they made it again on wine. So the Gemara says in black and white that Havdalah was happened from the Rabbanan. So how in the world is Rashi saying that Kiddush of Havdalah, that wine of Kiddush and Havdalah is Midaraisa? He missed the Gemara in Brachas? So there are some people who say, well, Rashi Nazir isn't really Rashi, we don't know who it is. So Bacharan brings, in the beginning of Kavitz Ha'aris, Yediyas Nachbadais, brings a number of things which you should know throughout class. And one of the things he says is that there are Achrayim, Reb Kiveger included among them, who say that Rashi Nazir is not Rashi. But Zakhtar Bachanan, I found the Tshuvas HaRashba, which quotes our particular Rashi, which I happen to be talking about. And he says, the Rashba says, that this is Rashi. So Rabbi Chanan brings another, a couple other Rishayim that also bring Rashi and Nazir as Rashi, and therefore Rashi and Nazir, we can definitely assume is Rashi. So, don't say that it's not Rashi, you don't have to deal with it seriously. It is Rashi, you got to deal with it seriously. And Rashi says that wine of Kiddush and Havdalah is Daraisa. What are you talking about? It's Daraisa. The Gemara says it's Rabbanan. But according to what we're saying, it's beautiful. Because Avadah started out with Rabbanan. Avadah Rabbanan said that you have to do it. But the Rabbanan said that if you don't do it the way we tell you to do it, you're not Yaitzi your mitzvah mi Daraisa. Kum techais Yayin of Kiddush and Havdalah is Daraisa, because Kiddush Daraisa without Yayin, is, you're not Yaitzi at all. You're not even Yaitzi mi Daraisa. Sorry? Havdalah itself is Daraisa. We have a drasha for it. We have a drasha for Havdalah. Yeah. So, yeah, so the shaila is wine. I mean, the Gemara says that they were misakin. The question is how you make Havdalah. But there's no question that there's, I mean, the Gemara is being drushes for Havdalah. It's definitely a Kiddush. Huh? Oh, so they can't make a Chiyuv Daraisa. Uh-huh. So, alright, so I'll bring you the raya The raya is from Kachem. The raya is because the Gemara says that Hector Chalavim Vayburim is on Chatzos. You're only allowed to burn the fats in the Vayburim on the Mizbeach until Chatzos. Why are you only allowed to bring it until Chatzos and not afterwards? Because maybe, again, the same problem. Maybe you're going to delay, it's going to get past Amud HaShachar, and you're not going to end up burning it. Right? So, Zuck the Rambam, that the Pshat in this is the same way it is in Brachas with the Mishnah of Shema. And therefore, what comes out of this is a major nafkamina, because anything which is no longer shayach to Hekter Chalav Veimurim no longer has a din me'ilah. There's only a din me'ilah as long as it's still the time of Hekter Chalav Veimurim. Once there's no Hekter Chalav Veimurim anymore, now there's no me'ilah. So therefore, it comes out, they managed to change the whole mahos of the mitzvah here, because here, if you're mile on a carbon after Chatzais, which is no longer the time for Hekach Halom Veimurim, it's not me'ilah anymore. No, we have this black and white. Yeah. So that l'chayra shows you that not only can they say don't do it this way, but we can behead you, take it and change it. Now the fact of the matter is that Rabbeinu Yaina, I'm saying the Prima Gadol, when he brings this down and he says this vart, he doesn't bring that. He just brings these two rayos, Taisus and Sukkah, and Rabbeinu Yaina at the beginning of Brachas. But the Prima Gadol is written Ma'alacha. The Prima Gadol is saying that Ma'alacha, you're not Yaitzi if you don't do it that way. I'm not saying that we go that way. I think if you go to Moshe Rabbanim and you ask the Ma'alacha, if you were Yaitzi Yechiv Dairaisiv, for whatever Nafkamin has come out, most of them will tell you that Al Pi Rav Paiskin that comes out, that you're Taki Yaitzi. But the Prima Gadol, Rav Weinberg used to tell us, no responsible Paisik passes an Erechayim Shaila without the Prima Gadol. So it definitely has to be dealt with seriously. Okay, so that's it.